In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As pastor of St. Paul's, very frequently my duties take me over to our school, St. Paul's Lutheran School, not only for confirmation instruction, for meetings with the faculty, school board, and so forth, but I also try to get into each of the classrooms and speak with the children, have a little devotion with them, sing a hymn, and have a prayer. And then after we're finished with that, I ask them if they have any questions they would like to ask me. And I enjoy that because their questions are nice, easy questions, like how tall are you, and do you have any brothers and sisters, and the one I always hate is how old you are. But then one day, I think I was in the second grade, one of the girls in that grade asked me this question right at the end. Did you ever do anything bad? And I thought, evidently she had never experienced life on a synodical prep school campus, for sure. But certainly that question brought me back to reality, back to the reality of what the human condition is, and the fact that, yes, many, many times I have done things that are bad. This parable serves the very same function, because it brings us back to reality, back to the reality of our sin. For the parable not only reminds us of our sin, but it also convicts us of that sin so that we may enjoy the fullness and the sweetness of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that he gives every day to you and to me and to all who believe. This is the anniversary of Luther's birth, November 10th, 1483, some 510 years ago. Martin Luther was born, through the Reformation rediscovered the gospel and held out to the people a forgiving and loving Savior. And this word from God does the same thing for us today, as it speaks to us about forgiveness received and forgiveness then given. This parable of our Lord comes out of a question which Peter asked. The question simply stated is one that is asked today: how often must I forgive my brother? And Peter's initial response to that was up to seven times. He was being very generous, going beyond the three of the rabbinical code. And Jesus responded to him. The translations are different. One says 77 times or one 70 times seven. Doesn't matter, because what the Lord meant is unlimited forgiveness for the brother who sins against me. And then Jesus unfolds this parable, the parable of the unmerciful servant. As this parable unfolds, we begin to realize that it is truly a mirror, because that servant in the text is me, with an outstanding huge debt of sin, a debt that can never be repaid, a debt for which you and I deserve to be condemned to hell forever. Now that's quite a difference, different than the way the world sees sin, which either doesn't care about sin or people become so burdened by guilt and despair. Those are the two extremes. But like that servant, you and I are forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, forgiven of that huge debt that we could never pay. That burden is lifted. That forgiveness is ours, for all of those sins that we have done. And not only that, our Lord then, in his grace and in his mercy, calls people like you and me to proclaim that forgiveness, to tell about that forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ to a world that is dying in sin. Our task, our role, is to lead people to the fountain of grace. But then the parable comes back. And once again, we look into the mirror and realize that I am that servant, unmerciful. When we first look at the text, we wonder, how in the world could that servant be so terrible to his fellow servant? And then we look in the mirror and see our face, realize that so often we too have failed to forgive our brother from the heart. And that happens even in the church, and yes, even at a seminary. Because it shows that the old Adam is still active, still working, still there to prod and cajole and motivate our life. But even more active in our life and in our ministry is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we daily need to hear this powerful word from God, daily need to hear that we are forgiven because Jesus Christ died and rose for each of us. We need to receive that supper of our Lord, the Lord's Supper that refreshes us and renews us and brings us forgiveness. The final words of this text, so my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Those are the final words, after which I said, this is the gospel of the Lord, and sometimes people have wondered where. But the gospel is in the one who first spoke these words, the one who spoke this parable about forgiveness, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who knows our condition, knows what we are up against, knows the frailties of our flesh and that daily battering by the devil. And so he bids us to hear his word and come to the feast. Come to the feast of his own body and blood that nourishes our soul and builds us and strengthens us in our faith. We can go forth forgiven, and forgiveness received enables forgiveness to be given by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of the Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.